Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Luplow. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Phillips is walked intentionally. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Grote hits a line drive towards short. Popovich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Phillips. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans strikes out. 1 out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Beckert steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Popovich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Hans covering. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Popovich strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Charles pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Grote scores. Charles moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Shaw now pitching. Tommy Reynolds now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Davis reaches second base with a double. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Ken Boyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. John Sullivan pinch hits for Jerry Grote. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 3-0. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Boyer moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Jerry Buchek pinch hits for Don Shaw. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. John Sullivan now catching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Tommy Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.